This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
And this is the Randy Yarborough Show. This is Brent Allen Winters setting in for Randy today. And we've got a special treat. I got a couple of men here from the National Liberty Alliance. There are all sorts of organizations popping up all over the country as people get convicted about the state of affairs, and they feel like they can contribute to making things better instead of worse, becoming part of the solution and not part of the problem. And this organization, National Liberty Alliance, from what I can gather about them and what contact I've had with them and what I read about them, they're committed to returning our country to its fullness, as the old timers would say, its fundamentals. The things that are organic, the things that are basic, those things upon which all else rests, and those controlling questions. Asking questions like, let's get back to the simplicity of what it's supposed to be, and let's get rid of the confusion, the complication, and the obscurity, and the darkness. But the useful idiots of the evil empire have drawn us into slowly but surely over the decades. Well, these men from National Liberty Alliance have developed their own plan about what they want to do with their lives to make a better report of themselves, as the Apostle says, to try to take what's left of their lives, and they've got quite a bit in front of them, and they've been doing this for quite a long time, but every day a person, no matter how much he's got left in his life, he needs to commit to taking the rest of his life and doing what he can to make things better and not worse. And although they don't always say it this way, these fellows from National Liberty Alliance, they are committed to law, true law. And as I like to say, the only remedy for the lawlessness that we see about us is true law. Now, I'm going to try to find out if either one or both of these fellows are on the call with me yet. John, are you there by any chance?
Yeah, good evening, Brent. Thanks for having us. And Gerard's on with us also.
Hey, Brent, good evening.
And Gerard? Yes, Gerard. Well, when I get on like this, I'm like Randy. I know sometimes he gets on not knowing whether his guests are there yet or not for technical problems, or who knows what could happen. You could get in a car accident or something. But you're here. John and Gerard. And Randy left instructions for me and for us, really, both all of us. But since I'm the host, I guess I'm the fellow supposed to make sure this is done best I can. He said a lot of people in the audience may not have heard of National Liberty Alliance. And he said, I'd like to do more shows in the future. I'm reading this passage to me. So start from the beginning and don't get in a hurry, he said. Don't try to finish everything and don't try to tell everything. So I pass that along to you two gents as we move along. And so I'd like to ask first, and either one of you can respond if I think that I want to hear what one of you is saying and not the other, I'll say so. In the meantime, I'll just ask the question. Here's the music. We'll ask the question when I get back. And we'll talk about National Liberty Alliance.
We have all received. And grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Elizabeth Locker Plan and Elizabeth reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at early ages. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, serving our area since 1943 and specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. Call 303-688-2240. That's 303-688-2240.
And this is Brent, Alan Litter, sitting in for Randy Yarborough. This is the Randy Yarborough Show. And we're here today to interview two men that are involved with an organization called National Liberty Alliance, shortened to NLA. But before we start, I think what I'd better ask is this. Gerard, would you tell us the name of the website, and maybe some of our listeners, I know that they're a studious bunch from what Randy tells me, they may want to plug into the website as we're talking. What's the website for National Liberty Alliance, George?
Well, it's that title, National Liberty Alliance, and just .org, and that'll bring you there to the welcome page. And from there, there's breadcrumb trails all over the place.
.org.
Yep, .org.
Okay. Well, let me start from the beginning a little bit. How did you two fellows meet? Did you meet because of National Liberty Alliance, or did you know each other before this organization got off the ground?
Why don't you pick that one up, Gerard, and I'll take the next.
Well, we were in Liberty groups before that, and the main one was, you know, the Ron Paul movement with, you know, and we had some local other Liberty groups that we kind of morphed into one, and that's how we met. You know, we were doing things locally and trying to, we ended up trying to straighten out the election system, because we realized that it wasn't working.
Committee man process.
So we got onto the committee man process. We learned some stuff through what's that group, John, with Lenny there?
Lenny Roberto's,
I'm sorry, it's been so
long. Yeah, I don't remember that either. It was a long time ago.
It's a long time. We're getting old and forgetful, but it's been a long path. So we got looking at that, and we said, gee, well, look, there's a problem here, because both parties are basically doing the same thing, and they took a system that our forefathers made to be a system that was controlled from the people up, and they turned it to top down, and they put in controllers, and they turned them into private associations, and so pretty much they took all the plug-in that the people had to the government through the committee man system, and they basically took control of it. And so when we realized that, we took them to court and we sued them, and we figured that the problem, what we discovered when we went to court was that, gee, you know, as bad as the Board of Elections is and the parties are, the bigger problem in our mind was when we went to court, we saw how the judges operate, not even close to being inside the law. We said the judges are the problem. So at that point, that's where National Liberty Alliance was born, because we realized that the strong man in the county is the judge. And so we started looking for a way to bring the court system back to the people using the fundamental basics that they were designed to do, which they moved so far away from with all the statutory rulings, so that you can't even recognize them today versus what they were meant to be. So that's basically a real short version of how we got to where we are. And we, you know, we went around and did a lot of common law stuff to establish even the committee man thing. We got people to vote, and we put in a new parties in the you know, using all the established methods of announcing and bringing forth this thing where the people have the right to assemble. And that's exactly what we did. Put ads in the newspaper, hung things up in post offices, so everybody knew what we were doing. Had meetings in every county. We established in every county, and we did this especially for National Liberty Alliance. We ended up, you know, establishing every county in New York. We started in New York. Next thing we knew, we had the people from other states, and we branched out, and eventually we established in every state in the United States. Now, our goal is to have a presence in every county with National Liberty Alliance, and I'm going to let John explain what our goal is to control the grand jury, because that's ultimately what is the check on the government. The grand jury with
Before John starts, I want to interject something quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anxious to hear what he says. But from what I can gather about you two gentlemen, you're a couple of men that had your own businesses, and all your life you've worked. You're not just boys. You worked and raised families. You tried to get involved, and you thought there was a remedy in the political process, that the democratic side of our government, as our common law would put it, the popular side, and you got involved. You found out that was a little bit corrupt, use a well-worn word. So you said, well, the remedy may be in the courts. We'll do that. They'll help us. So you went to the courts, and you found out that didn't work so well either. And so you said something's got to be done to remedy the courts. Is that a good recap of how it kind of came together for you?
Yeah, I think that's pretty close. But by the way, the name of that group that we originally started off with to move us towards the committee man process was Primary Challenge. And I remember hearing this guy up in Albany speak, Lenny Roberto, and he just caught my ear. I believed that he really had the solution, and so we got involved with him. What we ended up doing is, at that time, we learned a lot from Lenny, and then we started to dig into the law. We went up to Albany, into where they keep all the records and stuff, and we found out that none of the committee men in New York were elected. They were all appointed. They make them look like they're elected, but they never get elected. They're appointed, and they're controlled by a party boss. And that was the bottom line of that. So what we did is we discovered how the process was to get elected. And we went and we delivered that message to every county in New York. I think we could say we visited probably 90% of the counties, 80% of the counties, the 63 counties in New York. A few out there really in the woods, so to speak, but we visited most of them, and we've touched people in every county, because people came from other counties to hear us speak as we moved through New York. And we brought the message of the committee man process and what was really going on and so on. And so we started to get committee men to become elected in both parties, both Democrat and Republican. We're not interested in party politics and division. We're interested in fixing the problem. And we found quite a few people out there were also interested. They didn't care whether they were Democrats or Republicans, and we came together. We did get to the point where we collected together all of the elected committee men in both parties, Republican and Democrats, and we collected up in Kingston, New York. Is there a commercial coming up?
Our associates at Boulder want you to remember your life began at
conception. Yeah, hold on.
So does the life of every yet-to-be-born person. Baby and mother both lose when one in three women go against their deepest instincts and choose abortion. Former abortion doctor Nathanson says people do not understand that there are thousands of serious physical complications from abortion every year in this country. Post-abortion crises include severe guilt, depression and regret, anxiety disorder, sleep disturbances, suicide, violent behavior, sterility, increased risk of miscarriage and delivery complications of premature birth. International Journal of Epidemiology reported abortion increases breast cancer risk by 90%. Every helpless baby has the right to life, too. This life-giving message is brought to you by TLR Associates of Boulder, providing a job well done for your home or business with designs in stucco, stone, and brick. Call TLR Associates of Boulder, 303-921-3310. TLR Medallion branded stucco protection serves the Boulder and Northern Colorado area.
Do you have any health challenges that concern you? If you said yes, you are ready to evolve yourself. Call today and qualify for a free pain treatment, 970-667-4669.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, chiropractor, radio host, author of Evology, a new healthcare paradigm for the 21st century. My all-natural approach is affordable and can show improvement in as little as one visit. Truth be told, holistic health starts with a healthy life plan, and those who execute that plan over a consistent course catch up, heal, and thrive. I guarantee. If your health is fading and on prescription drugs, if you want your energy back, deeper sleep, pain-free, or refocus an unresolved personal injury case, call me and let's get you in the best shape of your life. Schedule a visit with me, Dr. Z.
We are located at the Overland Trail Shops in La Porte. Call 970-667-4669. EVOLYourself.com.
And this is the Randy Yarborough Show. Brent Allen Winters setting in for Randy today. We're talking to two gentlemen from the state of New York, and they've been telling us about their experiences with the electoral process and their attempts to get involved in a way that they believe could make a change for the better, and their disappointment in what they saw in the electoral process, their disappointment in what they saw in the way committeemen were put in office locally. And so they determined that they wanted to do something about it. A couple of men that had operated their own businesses for years. One of them was in construction. The other one was in the automotive business. And they said, we're going to do something about this. And so they began to get in touch with all of the committeemen, county by county, throughout the state of New York. And I was thinking, John and Gerard, as you were talking about the hijacking of the process, the political process in New York, what I learned in high school about New York, and seems like in modern times in American history, New York was the beginnings of the political machine, although Andy Jackson had one of those too, and we were from Tennessee, but it really was sophisticated, the way I remember history in New York. So you fellows were
Absolutely true. Yeah, it started literally in 1909. We discovered this by looking into the records to discover when they made the changes of the process of the committeemen. So it goes that far back. And I'm sorry to tell everyone, every state that we've checked into so far, none of them have elected committeemen anymore. They're all appointed. They're controlled by a party boss. Ultimately, it's a top-down organization. And that's why you always get the same old criminals, the criminals on the right or the criminals on the left running our nation. And that's the problem. But anyway, as I was saying, what we did is we got quite a few committeemen elected throughout the state. And then we had a convention in Kingston, New York, and it was both parties, both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party came together, and we literally hammered out new party rules collectively together and agreed upon the same party rules. And the party rules that we hammered out together ultimately empowered the committeemen. It laid out the process, and we made it very difficult to change those rules. We pretty much required that they would have to have two-thirds of a vote to change anything within the party rules, and they'd have to do it through a convention. And so that kind of would make it very difficult. One of the big problems we saw that was a problem in government, particularly you look at the legislators, and it's the same thing in the committeemen. The committeemen process moves the very same way that our Congress or Senate moves, whether it's in your state or the federal. And that is that they have these very powerful people who take control. They make them chairman. It's impossible to get rid of them. And then they run the whole game, and they decide what's going to be voted on, what's going to be considered, and they ignore whatever they don't want. And, of course, their strings are pulled by the elite, other people unnamed at this point. And so we saw that was happening. That's how we saw the committeeman process running, the exact same way. So when we rewrote the rules, and they were they're done illegally and lawfully, and at some point when we go back into this process, we're going to lay out the fact that this has already been voted on, and 100%, we had 100% agreement by both parties at this meeting of the rules that we've got. And one of the things it did is it gave the chairman literally no more power or more authority than anyone else in the room. And the chairman has to listen to everyone and give everybody that opportunity. And the chairman could be gotten rid of by popular vote at any given time, at any meeting. If the people decided that this guy is a problem, they can vote him out and vote another person in. So there's no real leaders, no bosses, nobody controlling the process. And that was a very important part of the rules that we put together. But I don't want to get too much into committee, man, because maybe another time we could talk if people are interested. We do plan, matter of fact, we started moving a new process called the Committees of Safety, which we'll talk about in a little later maybe, which is where how the committee men process actually started in this nation by our founding fathers. All 56 signers of the Declaration sat on the Committee of Safety and was chosen to take their part in the process by the Committee of Safety process. And at a later date, after the nation became a nation, we actually, Constitution was completed, and the first elected a president of the United States, George Washington, came into being. At that point in time, the Committees of Safety morphed into what we know today as the Committeemen. And they maintained the control of the political process for quite some time, of course. We don't know exactly when it was taken over, but through time, of course, that happened. But we went, as I mentioned, we did this in every county, and we brought people together throughout the state. As Gerard had said a little earlier, we ended up in court because we wouldn't get anywhere in the process, even though we had all these elected committeemen. We were being cut out, shut down, shut out. And, of course, they were trying to get rid of us. So we actually went to the Supreme Court. We filed a case there. This is one of the first times that we really filed anything in the courts. We really didn't know too much of what we were doing at the time. And so we fumbled along and figured things out and got some papers into the court. And things looked for a while like they were going our way. But at the end of the day, the judge just threw it out, just threw the case out. Even though he said, yeah, this was good and this was right and this is okay, but nevertheless, he came up with some silly excuse, I don't even remember what it was, and threw us out of the game. It was at that point we realized, okay, the entire political process is corrupt, controlled by persons unknown. I mean, we probably do know who these people are, but for right now, persons unknown. And we started to see there was a problem in the judiciary. So what we started to do was to look into that process of the judicial process, and we discovered that the way that people can take control of that process is through the juries, because the Constitution is clear, the Bill of Rights particularly, requires that no man can be indicted unless the people indict him. And so there has to be a 25 people. As a matter of fact, the grand jury, I think, is acknowledged as 24 people, one short of what it should be. So that's one of the games they play also. But anyway, 25 people need to come together, and that's the grand jury, and they can indict anyone. They can indict the President of the United States. But in any event, what we discovered was that all of the grand juries were controlled. They were puppet grand juries. They wouldn't form together legally. The judges would tell them what the law is. The prosecutors, as far as the grand jury was concerned, the prosecutors, as they say, they can indict a ham sandwich. They took total control of the juries and were pretty much able to get any kind of an indictment against anybody they wanted. It was very, very simple. And once they got into the court, you had the trial juries, and the trial juries now are stacked. They do a psychological thing on them and discover, who these people are, and they select the proper people for the case that they want to go and get a guilty plea on. I can't think of the word. But anyway, they're going to find him guilty.
Guilty? You got it right, didn't you? Guilty plea. I thought that's what it was.
Well, guilty,
guilty, you're talking about the jury. In other words, a guilty verdict.
That's the word I was looking for, the verdict.
Yeah, well,
yes.
They always get the indictment. They say he could indict a ham sandwich, and he absolutely can, because he taints that grand jury, and he gets them to indict. Then when the pettit jury comes in, that's another story, because
gets a hold of them.
That's right. So,
and the judge tells them, you get to decide the facts, but I'm going to tell you what the law is, and they get a conviction most of the time. Sometimes the people do see through what's going on, but you're not all the time. The big case out there with the Bundys.
Well, John, were you looking for, with the grand jury, a true bill? In other words, an indictment? Is that the word you were looking for?
Oh, no. I was then talking about the pettit jury, and I was looking for,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the indictment is the one side, and of course they want to get him found guilty on the other side. So the verdict was the word I was looking for.
So let me recap a little bit. I'm watching the progression. I've never heard the details of the story. You fellows have told me different things. I've never put all this together. So now you've moved from the electoral process. You tried to go into the courts, and then you found out there was a problem there, and they threw your case out on a minute detail. It didn't amount to a pinch of nothing. And then so you said, well, you got involved with seeing what was the matter with the grand jury, and you discovered that was control. And then you're moving to the trial jury, the pettit jury, and you're saying, well, the jury is they're manipulating the jury, the grand jury and the trial jury, and they're telling the trial jury, you folks don't have the power of the law. You can only decide the facts. Now you've got us up to that point, and you're moving. So you're a couple of men moving through your education in the system, understanding by getting in and getting your elbow greased up and your hands dirty.
We were absolutely on the job training. That's where we were. We learned a lot, the school of hard knocks. And and before we went to chase down the doing something with the juries, we actually took our cases right up the appellate system here in New York. I think it's called the appellate court, and then the Court of Appeals, I think, is the highest court. And that also we found was a joke. They really were not concerned with anything we had to say. They weren't concerned in listening. We sat in that room and we heard cases before us being decided, and you know, people coming up and bringing their cases before the appellate court. And these judges knew everything about the case. They would bring up questions and ask this and ask that. And it was very, you know, back and forth. It was pretty interesting until we got there. And they had no clue what we were talking about. And when they asked a question, they said, oh, what party are you in? And they just wasn't listening. I mean, Gerard and I were just stuck with our mouths open looking at them probably for 10, 15 seconds, and I'm sure they felt embarrassed at that point because they didn't even know where to go with this. They didn't hear, they didn't read our case at all. They thought this was just some kind of a party squabble and we were going through the appellate system. But in any event, we started looking at the grand jury, and what led us to the grand jury was a case of 1991, I believe, is what, 1992, United States versus Williams. And in that, Justice Anton Scalia laid out in great, great detail, page after page after page, the power and the authority of the juries, particularly the grand jury, and how they come together, and that any grand jury worth anything is a runaway grand jury. And that's what we're constructing, is runaway grand jury, so to speak, or the process to get a runaway grand jury, where the people have the power to decide both law and facts, where they can decide what law they want to agree with or disagree with, the ability to, you know, make also the final decision in the trial jury. You know, not only should they make the decision of guilty or not guilty, but it's all about restitution. How are they going to solve the injured party, you know? And what are they going to do? How are they going to get restitution for that individual? Because that, of course, is what a court of justice is supposed to be all about.
Well, that's important. Hang on just a minute. You fellows from New York can really let the words crowd your mouth in ways that I've never developed, and I appreciate that. I want to get in a word here just quick about U.S. versus Williams, because I know that you, both of you, you and Gerard, talk a lot about U.S. versus Williams, and you base a lot of what you think and say and do and quote U.S. versus Williams on this. And I wanted to mention real quick for the listeners, if they'll go to www.oyez.org, that's OYEZ.org, www.oyez.org, you can listen to the oral arguments from the court case, United States versus Williams, and you can read it too. It's all there, but you can listen to the opening comments and all. And you can really get a feel for what Gerard and John latched on to with that opinion from Justice Anthony Scalia, now deceased. But go ahead, either one of you, whichever one wants to continue talking. I just wanted to throw that in real quick.
Okay. So anyway, we found that the grand jury, as we step back and look at this whole thing, we realize there's two powers that the people can have, and both of them have been hijacked. One is the political power, and the other is the judicial power. And as the Declaration of Independence says, you know, we have government by consent. And, of course, in the Constitution, we the people ordained and established this Constitution for them, for the United States of America. And so the question we asked ourselves, well, okay, how is it that we give government consent? And the government will tell you, elected individuals will tell you to go to the ballot box. And that really is no power at all. We really can't trust in that at all because it doesn't give us who we want. First of all, the whole thing is set up there. We get either the criminal on the right or the criminal on the left, and they get their business done either way. But you know, what we discovered...
It's no longer our servant. It's become our master. Listen to me. Liberty Forum with the Freedom Rider will answer the question, what can we do? Our freedom and liberty is at stake. It's time to act. Those who have given everything for this country would expect no less. Tune in to the new Liberty Forum radio show Fridays at 9 a.m.
Is that,
Keith Creek Manufactured Home Community in Evans honors our fighting men and women of the military and all of the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your service and sacrifice. We understand that freedom comes with a price. Our prayers go with you and your family. Stay safe, stay strong, and may God bless America. This military tribute is from Cave Creek Manufactured Home Community in Evans. Visit them online at cavecreekmhc.com. On the air, saluting our troops and veterans.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
This is the Randy Yarborough Show. This is the Randy Yarborough Show, and it's Brett Allen Winters sitting in for Randy, and I direct this apology to those that are running the board. I'm not hearing the music that tells me it's time to pause for a little bit. Now, you, John or Gerard, hear it. That means stop talking. I would have said something otherwise, so I apologize to you, too. For whatever reason, it could be on my end.
No, but we don't hear it either, right?
Oh, no, I hear somebody. It. I hear it very faintly.
Oh, you do? Okay, I can't hear it.
Oh, okay.
It was strange how that commercial hit right in.
Gerard or I are talking, shut us off, and if I hear it, I'll stop too, but go on where you left off.
Okay, yeah, let me pick up there. Basically, we were talking about the two powers that the people have, which really is all the power. The people have all the power. They just don't know it, or they don't know how to get it. And so we discovered that these both of these powers were hijacked. And again, so we went through that political process, and after we went through that, we realized, okay, the only real way we're going to get back the power of the political process, where we would have truly elected individuals that had their own control on a grassroots level, no one individual would control it. The only way we could do that is take it into the courts. And of course, we tried that, and we discovered that the courts were corrupt. So we said, well, okay, how can we fix the courts? And we realized with the power of the grand jury, which was at that time we had heard about this case, United States versus Williams, and we read through it, and we said, wow, this is the solution. We knew it's going to take a little time. We had to organize the nation. We've accomplished that at this point. We are organized throughout the entire United States. We have people in every single state of the Union. We have formed a unified United States common law grand jury, and how we did that is we went from state to state and we got people within the state, and they would go to their counties and get actual meetings throughout all the counties within their states and talk to the people about the grand jury, the common law grand jury, and get them excited, involved, and vote to go forward with reestablishing it. And so we did that in every state of the union, and we formed a grand jury in every single state. And then we came together as one grand jury called the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury. Now, the only purpose of that grand jury is to deal with the subversion against the United States of America by enemies both foreign and domestic. And once we accomplished that goal, which is going to take years, we've been in it for years now, but we filed in the court about 9 months ago, and it's going to take a little more time, but in any event, once we establish and deal with that problem, then, of course, the grand jury is not going to be able to sit anymore. It needs to pass it on to the grassroots. And our plan, by organizing the nation and getting the leadership in every single state, is to get administrators for the common law grand jury in every single county. There are 3,134 counties, and we want to get four administrators for each county. Four at the minimum, and of course, large cities, like New York City, there's five boroughs down there, and all of them have a large population. They're all close to a million each, and so they would need more than four administrators. So the larger counties will need more, but generally, most will only need four administrators. So we're training people to become administrators. We've got two free courses online in order for people to do that. We've got a civics course, we've got a constitutional course, and we're also writing a handbook for the administrators. And basically, that we would take control in every county away from the prosecutor and away from the judge for dealing with the jury. Because every time they open their mouth, what they're doing is really just taking control of the jury. They're actually corrupting them. And so we want the people to take control. We want them to let them know that they got the power of nullification. They got the decision making of innocent or guilty, and even if they want to do mercy, they got the power of mercy. They get to decide what the punishment is, and in most cases, it's not jail. People don't belong in jail. They belong out of jail doing whatever they have to do to pay restitution to the individuals individual that they've injured. And so that's what really justice is all about, is to restore the individual to where they were and pay for their sufferings and whatever injury they've had in one way or another. Usually, of course, it's money. But we have to restore the people. Our justice system is they take the injured party into the process. They'll use them to get the conviction. They'll put the person in jail. They'll make money in that process. That's a whole other story. And they'll maybe throw some fines on the person, and they'll make them pay for certain things when they come out. But all the money goes back into the state, back into the establishment, and the injured party gets cast out into the streets and gets nothing. And that's not justice. You see, no fines. Any fine that comes in, that money should go to the injured party, not to the government. But that's a whole new story that we have to discuss.
I agree with you, and I'm sure that you both, in the course of time, how long has it been since you had these initial experiences, Gerard, when this all started? How many years?
Oh, it's at least five, probably going on six now. You start to lose count after a while.
So you fellas, okay.
Yeah.
You started about 5 years ago, and you're now to the point you've got folk in every state, and you're trying to. Of course, I hear you. You haven't seen it happen yet, but you'd like to have someone from National Liberty Alliance in every county. 3,000. What did you say, John? 3,100.
3,134 counties.
34
and so
counties in the United
we
States.
We would need board ministers.
Okay. Of those 3,134 counties in the United States, how many of them have a sheriff?
Well, most of them. I know Alaska has no sheriffs in any of their counties. Connecticut got rid of their sheriffs. Maryland, I don't know whether they got rid of sheriffs or not, but I know they were working on that. New York has lost 5 sheriffs.
Mm.
And there's probably a few other places.
How did New York lose their sheriffs? It wasn't
that's very simple.
They didn't do away with all of them.
Oh, yeah, that's very simple. Look, they couldn't have sheriffs. None of the counties in New York, there's 5 boroughs or 5 counties in New York City.
Yeah, New York City, right.
Yeah, and none of them have an elected sheriff. I mean, if they had an elected sheriff, they'd be in problem down there. And the way they got away with it is very simple. It's the way they got away with everything they've been doing. Ignorance. They don't teach the people in school the processes. We don't have civics anymore. We don't have constitutional studies. We don't talk about our founding fathers. We have swarms and swarms of bar attorneys who talk about statutes and never bring up the Constitution. Matter of fact, the lawyer that we had learned from on how to work the process in the courts, that lawyer that we learned from, one of the things he taught us was that you never bring up the Constitution. That could become too controversial. There are plenty of statutes out there that you can work from and bring the statutes into play. And, of course, we never bought that, but we went along with that for the process and then corrected that in our teachings. We also brought into play some courses on common law, okay, and how that process works. And, of course, we found some errors there, and we made some corrections. And we brought this all together on our website and deliver a really, really extensive education. I mean, we have the basic 2 courses, but then we have the extended course, really, and all of it is really self-education. You move at your own pace, and it's all free. We don't charge anything for any of these courses. But then we have the extended education. We got plenty of books and PDF books. We have audio books, and I hear the music.
Now I hear the music, John. Can you hear it?
Yep.
We'll be right back with John and Gerard and the National Liberty Alliance. They will. This is the Randy Yarborough Show.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners, support your community by frequenting your locally owned business. Small business employs over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy business by business. This reminder is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. On the air, because they care.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sun Range Roofing LLC is here to remind you that some missing children are away from their parents for less than 5 minutes when they disappear. Your awareness could mean the difference between life and tragedy. Keep an eye out. Let's all do our part to help keep our children safe. This is from Front Range Roofing LLC in Greeley. Call 970-353-2322 for quality service guarantee. They're on the air doing their part to help locate and bring our missing children home. That's Front Range Roofing LLC in Greeley.
Thank you.
I can hear the music, and then it fades out. This is Brent, Alan Winters, sitting in for Randy Yarborough. This is the Randy Yarborough Show, and Randy asked me to sit in, and he said, well, it wouldn't hurt if you interviewed these fellows from National Liberty Alliance. And I found if you just type in National Liberty Alliance on your computer, on the Internet, their website will come to the top, and you'll find a plethora of resources there. And when we entered the last commercial break, John was talking about the courses that they offer, because the public or the government, to be more precise, school system doesn't offer much in the way of teaching the Constitution of the United States or about the personality that founded our United States and our general government in Washington, D.C., and our state governments, and set the trend and established the common law and did it all while the gunpowder hung in their noses, while they screamed their names, these documents that tried to give us some guidance for the future. The children aren't learning about those things now, so National Liberty Alliance has set out to start a discussion and to teach some courses about the Constitution of the United States, among other things, and now they've just written a short handbook concerning the office of sheriff. Now, I just got a copy of that because these fellows sent it to me. I perused it before we got on, and I'm anxious to read more, put it that way, because I saw some things they were saying, some of the things that I didn't know. They've done some research. And I can always find somebody that knows a little more than me about pretty near anything, if I look, and I want to learn more. So I'll have you first, if you would, John or Gerard, tell us about this booklet, I guess it is, really 74 pages, if I remember right, concerning the office of sheriff. Is that something people can access and get a copy of right away?
John, you're muted.
Yeah, shortly they can. I was muted. Shortly they can. We just finished it. It's going in for perfection now as we speak. Hopefully in the next 2 or 3 days we'll perfect it as far as, you know, grammar. Once that's perfected, we will be posting it up on nationallibertyalliance.org. We'll be posting it. We'll probably put it right on the front page, a link to it, and we'll put also a drop-down link. And people will be able to go and read that, look at that. We're also creating a new website, which is under construction right now, specifically for sheriffs. And it's called the power of the county sheriff.com. We also have .org and .net and .com, and the main window to get there would be .org. But that's under construction. It's really not in good shape yet. I think within the next week we'll have it looking good, and it'll have a lot of information on it. But anyway, we'll eventually post this PDF copy up there too. The project that we're doing right now is we are looking to have this book put into pocket handbooks, where a sheriff could carry that in their shirt pocket. It's probably going to be, about 90 or 100 pages in the booklet. But we did it on Microsoft Word, and we used a little bit of large font, and we got in about 70 pages on that. But the key thing really is to educate the sheriff. We've been trying to educate the sheriff for quite some time because we need the sheriff to really understand who he really is, what power and what authority he comes by, and to make him feel us. We've had conversations with sheriffs, and we've discovered that sheriffs don't know their power and authority. They don't know how they can go forward and do anything because they lack the knowledge. Knowledge is power. And if you can rest in the law, you could do anything. When you rest in the law, you could do anything. You can arrest anyone and do whatever has to be done. But if you don't know the law and you don't have that power behind you, you can't do it. You also need the people behind you. So you have to have the knowledge behind you. You have to have the people behind you. And, of course, knowledge will give you fearlessness. And so what we want to do is educate the sheriff. We've been trying to do this, as I mentioned, for a couple of years now. We've been sending them newsletters and different things. And I don't know how serious they've really taken us. We've sent them a lot of papers, different court papers. And we found out that they really get frightened by that because they, like most people, they think they can't understand the law. But the true law is simple language and simple plain language that everyone really can understand. Once in a while, of course, you need a dictionary. But generally speaking, true law is simple to understand, you know? Constitutional law is very simple. It's only a few pages. If anybody's got a Constitution book, it's very thin. There's not much to it. You got the Bill of Rights. It's only a page, a couple pages. Of course, the Declaration of Independence. You got the common law, which is comes from the heart. You know, God wrote that law into the hearts of men. And then you got constitutional statutes, and you can establish what a constitutional statute is very, very easily. You can go to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, and that lays out the 18 powers of that our legislators can legislate. So there are 18 powers, and they can't go outside of that. And anything that is contrary to the Bill of Rights or to Section 9, because, again, Section 9 of Article 1 lays out a lot of things they can't do, you know, like habeas corpus, it shall never be gotten away with. New York State's Constitution, 1938, when they tried to get rid of it, or 48, I think it was, when they tried to get rid of the Constitution here in New York, habeas corpus in New York, it turned around and the people voted in that it'll never be gotten rid of. So they fastened it into the Constitution eternally. And rightly so, because, look at habeas corpus is only a statutory process to let the government or the judiciary know habeas corpus is here and here's a procedure and process it goes by. But habeas corpus, of course, is a right of due process, and you cannot take it away from the people. It's part of common law. But in any event, we've got that law is very simple to understand. So we wrote this book, and I hope and I believe that the first three or four or so pages, which is, I don't know how to pronounce it, preface or preface? I think it's preface, right?
I think it's where you're from, in my discovery.
Tomato or tomato, I agree with you.
Okay, so we'll use the tomato, it's preface, okay? And anyway, or the preface. In that itself, we certainly hope and think that we are going to capture and draw the attention of the sheriff. And we are going to have quite a few thousands of these books printed up. We're going to send 20 free copies to every sheriff in America, 3,100 and so. We're not sure how many counties actually all have them, but it's about 3,100 about of the 3,134 counties. So you got about 3,100 sheriffs to get 20 books apiece.
There's the music. We got a commercial
break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics. What?
And this is the Randy Yarborough Show. Brent Allen Winter sitting in for Randy Yarborough. And we're talking today to two gentlemen from the National Liberty Alliance. And we're discussing with them how the National Liberty Alliance got started and some of the things that they're doing, the things they're writing, what they're trying to educate people about in the United States. And one of the things that they are trying to tell them about, of course, among other things, but also, can't ignore this, the office called Sheriff. And I'm looking through this book here. You even get down to the end. You talk about the history of the sheriff in the Middle Ages and bring it along up through across the Atlantic Ocean and bring it to America, how it was viewed, and the powers of the sheriff, you say here, and what is our common law, and what duties does a sheriff have relating to the county jail? What duties does he have relating to warrants? People say, well, maybe they'd read this and say, oh, I don't agree. Well, if you don't agree, then you write a book. But let's start talking about this, because the minions of the evil empire have gotten hold of the levers of power, and the law is not prevailing. And the reason the law is not prevailing, and this apparently is what I get from these two men, John Girard, that's been their experience also. The law is not prevailing, and the only remedy for lawlessness is true law. And so, John and Girard, you were talking about this book that you've written concerning the office of the sheriff, but you haven't, it's not ready yet, the way I understand it, but it will be before very long, Lord willing, and you want to get a copy to every sheriff in the United States, of which there's going to be around 3,000, as you said. There are none in Alaska. They are organized according to boroughs. No sheriff, just state policemen. Connecticut, by legislation, apparently has done away with their sheriffs. You said that a while ago. And so that's not very many counties, but about five counties in the state of New York don't have sheriffs. Out of 60, I believe you said 63 or 64 counties in that state. There are 60 or so sheriffs in the state of New York. But you want to get this out to all of them, and you're going to print, you said, about 1,000 copies. You want other people to read it too, apparently. Are you going to charge money for it?
Well, yeah, what we're going to do eventually, we'll charge money for the people who want it. It'll be very inexpensive, though. We also have we wrote jurist handbooks, which we're in the middle of rewriting that also, because I think we could do a better job on that one, and we'll eventually have that out also. All jurists at some point in time, whenever anybody comes to sit as a jurist, they will get a copy of that free of charge, because they need to understand what their power, what their authority is. We also have put together a curriculum, for the administrators to be able to relate to the potential jurists, to get a day with them to kind of orientate them, get them prepared for the job that's ahead of them for the next week or so. And so we put together quite a few videos and different things and instructions and conversations that they would have with the jurors to prepare them, to make them understand that they're coming into this thing, they must have a sense of honor, a sense of justice, and a sense of mercy. At the end of the day, when they're ready to put their verdict out, they need to, if it's going to be guilty, they got to finally decide on whether mercy is necessary in this case. And of course, they have the power and the authority to do that. But they always got to look at things in the eye of restoration, looking to restore the individual. But getting back to the books here that we put together, I think in the first 4 or 5 pages, which is the preface or the preface, and in that those few pages, I feel very strongly that we've done a strong enough job that any sheriff who starts to read this is going to realize, A, I can read this and I understand this. B, this is powerful and I need to know this stuff. So that is basically the key part. Do we have another commercial coming up?
No,
I guess not.
No,
we do.
Yes, we do.
Go ahead. Colorado 80534 or online at AmeriFree.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union,
establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Piccolo's restaurant in Denver reminds us that over 750,000 children were reported missing last year. Over 58,000 of these were abducted by non-family members. Keep an eye out for youngsters at play, and if you see anything suspicious, contact the authorities immediately. This message from Piccolo's restaurant in Denver. It's not only the best Italian and Mexican cuisine, it's the people who care. Give them a call at 303-757-5166. 303-757-5166. Piccolo's.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The two witnesses that work inside Mandalay Bay who were not being monitored have also been silenced, meaning dead.
Kill them outside, and then they kill all the witnesses.
Of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Chaplain Collins LLC salutes our emergency first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. So let's all take the time to thank our first responders for all they do for us. Also thanking our veterans for the sacrifice they made for our freedom. This message is from Chaplain Collins LLC, the two locations in Denver and Fort Collins.
serving the community for over 13 years. This is an online at chapelcollins.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
And we're back.
Okay. All right, let me try to pick up.
And this is Brent Allen Winters studying in for Randy Yarborough. My website is www.commonlayer.com. And I have with me today two fellows from the National Liberty Alliance. And I've been discussing with them before the show what we might talk about. And I got the distinct impression from one of them, at least, that he didn't want to talk about himself. He said that point blank. He said he wanted to talk about National Liberty Alliance. He was rather deficient to himself, and I understand that, and I understand when a fellow gets older, he wants to take care of business, and he doesn't matter as much, and he probably might have mattered at one time in his life. But I do want to mention about both of these fellows, from what I can gather about them, that they are not highly formally educated. I did not say they're not educated. I said they're not highly formally educated, not educated in the formal way some people are, but they are self-educated, and they're self-educated because they've been motivated. They've been motivated because they saw a problem, and so they're trying to do something about it. And when I see what people do, they're incited to do something, not because they just want to or it's something convenient. They do what they do. Men that do what they do because they have to, well, that can be very worthwhile. And both of these gents have been involved with National Liberty Alliance. Let me ask you this, both of you. Let me ask Gerard, because he hasn't done as much talking. I want to hear him talk a little bit. But how is it, how have you organized, if there is any organization, the National Liberty Alliance? Does it have organization, Gerard?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've broken things down, you know, in federal zones, and well, actually, you can, whether you look from the bottom or the top, you know, we go into districts, federal districts, and then state coordinators, and then county coordinators, and they're all listed on the site. You can look up your state, and you can look up the district, you know, the federal district, the states, and the county organizers. You know, they all have names, they all have phone numbers there. So that was necessary. You know, we kind of fashioned it. You know, we learned a lot from doing the committee man system, because you know you work in districts with the committee man. So we learned a lot from that. So a lot of that organizational skills came through that system, which is a good thing, which makes it very much easier to control and to get the word out move a particular project forward, because you have your leaders and that will take care of it. Look, we can't do everything, obviously, and we do need a lot of help. You know, we're so busy even as it is, even being organized the way we are. We need a lot more people in a lot more places, because it's impossible for us to carry this thing through all 50 states. It's up to the people. And so,
yeah, let me add on to that.
Gerard,
you know, Let me add on to that. We have 12 national coordinators that really run this whole structure. And, of course, Gerard and myself are the co-founders of National Liberty Alliance. And, you know, we lead with those 12 coordinators. We've got 113 federal district leaders. We've got 94 state coordinators. We've got 1,322 county organizers. And we have 1,006 jury administrators, people who have signed up as jury administrators to take that job on once we start, you know, moving into the court systems. We have constituted all 3,134. I see it's changed to 133. There's a constant fluctuation, by the way, of counties. I was kind of surprised to find that out. Counties come and go. But there's 3,133 counties right now, and we have constituted every single one of them. Constituting them means that we have either visited that county or we visited a county close by and took two or three or four counties, pull them together in one place to meet, to talk to them about what we're doing and get them excited and to say, yeah, we need to do this. You know, of course, you don't have to take a vote to get common law reinstated or the common law process or the grand juries and the trial juries that are common law, you know, juries. You don't have to take a vote to do that. But we understood in order to organize the nation, we had to get people involved and agree, yeah, let's go forward, let's do this and let's do that. So we are pretty well organized. We've got 6,370 members at the moment. We've also got, I forget how many committees we got. We got about five committees at least going on. We have the Sheriff's Committee. We got the Welcoming Committee. We have the Courtroom Observers Committee. We've got quite a, and we even have a Health Committee. What's the name of that committee? Do you remember, Jared, the Health Committee? They talk about natural cures and things of that nature.
Right.
So we've got about five or six committees going. We're very, very active. We've got this project going on with the sheriff's project, which again we want to get these handbooks into every sheriff's hands and into their deputies, and we want to get them an education, a proper education. We've also got the committees of safety. We're moving the committees of safety across the nation. We've got over 100 committees of safety that have initiated and started since we started this process, which was just in the past year. We're looking to get them in every county, and we're trying to connect the committees of safety with the sheriffs for the grassroots movements, for the people to take control of their own country by taking control of their local government. I mean, that's how we do it. If the people take control of the local government, we control everything, and that's what it's supposed to be. And as I mentioned earlier,
let me mention something here. You talked about grand juries and jury administrators. You're in New York State, and of course you range out of the country. You have a national phone call every Monday night. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. I don't want to go through this time and not mention it, but there were some fellas out in Colorado. I got a call from Colorado not long ago. Somebody was looking for me to help somebody in court. And, of course, I'm not a Colorado lawyer, and I can't do that. But they were in trouble with the law, and they had tried to do something that had to do with grand juries or jury or tried to form a grand jury, and somehow they were indicted. Now, whether right or wrong, I'm not saying they were properly indicted, but nonetheless, the powers that be exerted power against them. Are you aware of that situation? What difference?
Oh, yeah. We're very aware of that. Yeah, we're very much aware of that. Here's the situation with those people.
John, we've got to quit. The music's coming, but I want you to tell what you're going to say. We'll be right back. This is the Randy Yarbrough Show. We'll continue this discussion on the other side.
ELR Associates of Boulder want you to remember your life began at conception, and so does the life of every yet-to-be-born person. Baby and mother both lose when one in three women go against their deepest instincts and choose abortion. Former abortion doctor Nathanson says people do not understand that there are thousands of serious physical complications from abortion every year in this country. Post-abortion crises include severe guilt, depression and regret, anxiety disorder, sleep disturbance, suicide, violent behavior, sterility, increased risk of miscarriage and delivery complications at premature birth.
International Journal of Epidemiology reported abortion increases breast cancer risk by 90%. Every helpless baby has the right to life, too. This life-giving message is brought to you by TLR Associates of Boulder, providing a job well done for your home or business with designs in stucco, stone, and brick. Call TLR Associates of Boulder, 303-921-3310. TLR Medallion branded stucco protection serves the Boulder and Northern Colorado area.
Do you have any health challenges that concern you? If you said yes, you are ready to evolve yourself. Call today and qualify for a free pain treatment. 970-667-4669.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, chiropractor, radio host, author of Evology, a new healthcare paradigm for the 21st century. My all-natural approach is affordable and can show improvement in as little as one visit. Truth be told, holistic health starts with a healthy life plan, and those who execute that plan over a consistent course catch up, heal, and thrive. I guarantee. If your health is fading and on prescription drugs, if you want your energy back, deeper sleep, pain-free, or refocus an unresolved personal injury case, call me and let's get you in the best shape of your life. Schedule a visit with me, Dr. Z.
We are located at the Overland Trail Shop in La Porte. Call 970-667-4669. EVOLYourself.com.
And this is the Randy Yarborough Show. This is Brent Allen Winters. Sitting in for Randy Yarborough. We left off in the last segment. I'd asked John Girard about something that happened in Colorado that pertained to folks trying to form their own grand juries, and they ended up getting indicted. I asked them, do you know anything about this? Of course, they're in New York State. And he said, yes, we do know something about it. And he started to tell us what he knew about it and what differentiated NLA from what these fellows were doing. And I want him to start where he left off. But John, go ahead. You started to tell the story about what you know about what happened in Colorado with the folks that tried to form their own grand juries.
Right. Yeah, well, basically, look, we've been very, very careful to stay within the guidelines of the law, the process of the court, and not go outside those boundaries. Because, look, there really is nothing wrong with our court process set up. There's nothing wrong with our government. The problem with what's going on really is organized crime has taken control of the controls of our government. That's the problem. We have a lot of criminals. We're up against the evil empire, so to speak. These people, the Colorado people very particularly, they were part of National Liberty Alliance, and they were working out in Colorado and bringing things together. And, you know, and I try to keep an eye and an ear what's going on. We have a lot of people. Like I said, we've got coordinators, we have state and district leaders, we got county organizers. And whenever anybody hears anything that's outside of what we're teaching that might be a problem, you know, I eventually hear about it, and I go take a visit to the meetings down there that's going on to hear what's going on. And I discovered they were going way, way off base. They were getting involved in commercial liens. They were getting involved going after judges directly. They got involved with another group of people that were creating their own. They were anointing themselves judges and making themselves judges and other different powers of authority, and then they started their own grand juries, and they had their own judges, and they would have their hearings outside of the court system. We need to be inside the court system. That's why we're fighting to get into the court system, and we're feeding all our paperwork into that court system. But they would, they'd come together in the back room of Denny's, indict somebody, and think they're going to get something going, and then they try to put commercial liens on judges, and so on. Now, we told them they couldn't do that. That's not proper. It's getting involved in fiction and using and evil against evil. We got to use good against evil and let God take control of that. So that's what we're doing. So we told them to stop. They refused to stop. So we had to cut them away. We even had to put a disclaimer on our website concerning those people because we didn't want to be part of them. We were then, I was then approached directly by some of these individuals, which is a larger group that involved with these people, but this was more of a national level thing. And they were really kind of trying to do what we're doing, but take it a different direction. And they're the ones that taught these people how to become judges and have their own hearings outside the court and indictments and use the commercial processes and liens and so on. But anyway, they started to try to bring us in and started to talk about things that were really a subversion against the government. And at that point in time, that put us in jeopardy. And I realized that now that we know that this, we've been, you know, clued in and approached to subvert the government and to subvert the process, I couldn't stay silent. So I did make a report on that myself personally on behalf of National Liberty Alliance and all of us and what we're doing in order to protect the people on the processes that we're doing. So we separated ourselves from that. And other people have gotten arrested since then. There was also a group down in Florida. We had to cut them off too. They were doing the same thing. They were subverting from another process. And we were able to maybe help those people. But somebody down there kind of got in between, you know, the leadership in National Liberty Alliance and what those people down there were doing and took them in a different direction and took them into the man on the land stuff. And I don't know if your audience understands that, you know, they talk about the man on the land, the flesh and blood. And again, they get into the fictional part of the process. And we advised them not to do that. And I told them, look, I'll write some papers and help you out. And get this guy out of jail, because they actually arrested one of these guys that was actually on a real jury, and he was taking them in a different direction, you know, jury nullification and also starting to do investigations. But they went the other route, and this guy today is still in jail from what I understand. So that's what's going on. There are people doing things they just shouldn't be doing. Now, what we have done is we are building a case and have been building a case. We built a structure. We built a membership. We knew we had to get nationwide before we could go into the federal courts and do anything worthwhile. We knew we had to establish in every state, and we've done all that. And we continue to grow. And then we filed all of our papers. And like I said, we've been filing papers for 9 months now. We've indicted some people. The indictments sit in the courts. I mean, they haven't been executed yet. But that's okay. Things take time. We'll get there. We've made a connection directly with the president of the United States. Well, indirectly, I would have to say. We haven't had direct contact with him, but we have people, a person or two in between us. And he became aware of us, President Trump, before he was even elected president. And when he found out some of the stuff that we were doing, the papers we were writing, he was very interested. He asked to be kept abreast on this stuff. So everything we've done, we've been sending to President Trump, even after he became president-elect and then the president of the United States. And to this very day, we continue to send him everything we're doing. We communicate with the Office of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who's sitting on his hands. And I don't think he's going to do anything. I think he's stuck in the rut of the powers that be. But that's okay. We're reporting to him anyway. We're reporting to the Judiciary Committee in Congress. And we're also reporting to what's that congressman's name, that very active congressman, Gerard? He's always on YouTube. Do you remember? He's a congressman. I can't think of his name, but anyway, he's a very active guy, and we figured, well, let's get him.
Gowdy, you're talking about Trey Gowdy.
Yes, that's him.
Gowdy, yeah.
So we report to him, and we file everything into the federal courts. We've got hundreds of documents filed into the federal courts. We also have filed up on our website and doing an investigation on 9/11. We have some very impressive stuff on that, and our grand jury right now is reviewing that and getting ready to consider some indictment processes there. We also did a very deep, in-depth look into the assassination of Lavoie Finicon out there, out west. And we've got a tremendous amount of information out there on our website on that. And the grand jury is looking into that right now, too. And hopefully in the next coming months, we'll have some indictments on that. We've indicted a judge. Goodness, I forget his title up here, but he's a judge up here in Albany, and he's been trying to commit felony rescue. He's committed fraud on a case.
You're talking about Judge Kahn in the Third District.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we indicted him. He's in bad behavior. He's still trying to shut our case down. But we ignore him. You know, we're going to continue to file papers, and we've got plans on what other things we can do. And we've let the president know. We let Jeff Sessions know. And again, all these other individuals I said. So we're doing everything out in the opening. We're doing it. We're getting the information out to as many people as we can. We keep a copy of a docket right up on our website. If you go up to nationallibertyalliance.org, you highlight on the grand jury, just highlight the grand jury, and there'll be a page called the docket. So if you click on the docket, you'll see all the papers we've put up there. We've filed a lot of papers on what's called non-judicial foreclosures, which is a foreclosure without due process. And, of course, whether a state is a non-judicial foreclosure state or not, it's irrelevant. It's against the law. It's against the Constitution. It's null and void. It's repugnant. So we filed numerous cases of that.
Let me back up a little bit. I'm going to ask you a question about indictments. Now, you say you've impaneled a grand jury, or a grand jury has been impaneled, not that you impaneled them. And these grand juries look at evidence and they indict people. Now, I think that what you're trying to do is not you, National Liberty Alliance, their idea is to get the indictments in front of people in government, such as a sheriff, who will act upon them. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, absolutely. And we're expecting, and we told the president this, we've sent a letter to the president with all our paperwork, and like I said, we've been doing this for months with him, and we made it clear to him, we're expecting that the attorney general send us down some U.S. attorneys that's going to do some prosecutions here, and we're also expecting the orders to go out for the marshals to make arrests. Now, of course, they're not doing their duty, but that doesn't mean we can't do our duty. That doesn't mean that we can't go forward and continue to file this paperwork and file these indictments as we wait for the government to finally step up and do things. Now, remember, as I mentioned early, you know, we're up against the evil empire. We're up against organized crime. And a lot of these people that are in government.
Gerard, did Gerard try to say something? No. I didn't want to cut you off. I thought I heard noises. I'm hearing noises when I'm not supposed to. I'm not hearing noises when I should. But then the idea is that you do your job, and you can't control what other people do, but you want to do your job. You want to petition government where appropriate. You want to raise the question. You want to do the human cry so that you'll do the right thing, and you're thinking, both of you, National Liberty Alliance, I don't understand that you to say that you're the head of National Liberty Alliance, either one of you, but I do understand you to say that you're a guiding force of National Liberty Alliance. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we're administrators, as anyone else would be in anything else. We're administrating the process here at National Liberty Alliance. We have a jury, grand jury foreman, and our grand jury is nationwide. We have jurists from every state of the union. It's not just a couple of people here or there. We have a lot more than 25 people that come together when we go through the process of considering an indictment. We usually have hundreds of people from every state of the union come together and do their homework, look into the case, and then come in, and then we make our vote, and our votes are pretty much almost unanimous. I mean, maybe in the beginning, we've had maybe one or two people who didn't go along or didn't want to make a vote, and that was fine. But generally, we are unanimous in everything we're doing, because we're doing the truth. We're doing what's right. We're trying to take the nation back, make it a nation of God again, and bring it back to the people. And let me just go back to this book here, because I'd like to tie this book in these books we're getting out to the sheriffs. Uh-huh. Some of the key points that we really wanted to make clear to the sheriff, okay? One of the key points is we wanted to make it clear to the sheriff that you can understand this. Just read. When it comes to the end of the preface or the preface of our book, I think write that in itself is a great education, those 4 or 5 pages. But it makes it clear to them that you can understand this, and this is simple language. It also, I think, makes it clear that it's authoritative. We're talking about the Constitution being quoted. 80% of our book, if not more, 80% of our book is quotes. The other 20% is sewing those quotes together in a formal way into paragraphical form and making sense of what it is that we're trying to do and breaking it down into a subject matters that we put into the index. So the sheriff, anybody who gets this really should read it straight through as a book. And then they can go to the into the index and look at any subject matter they want to look at, whatever is affecting them at the time. So they use it as a book, a reference book. But in it, it becomes very, very clear. Anybody who reads this book, it's a no-brainer. It's not. It can't even be debated. The fact that it is the law. And one of the other things we wanted to make sure we did is to make it so clear that they're going to see the contradictions of what they think they know or what they thought they know and what they've been taught and what the truth is, because we're bringing them the truth. We're bringing them the Word. And we also bring them the Word of God in this, too, because it plays an important role. Of course, we've got common law, which is law under the Creator. And we receive our authority and our unalienable rights from that Creator. And then, of course, the government receives their authority and their clipped rights from we the people. And they cannot go outside of the chains that we bound them down to with the Constitution. So anyway, the important point is to get these sheriffs going. Now, the question is how long is it going to take to pull this project off? It could take a year or it could take 3 months. It depends on the people. We have to get together. We're looking at the project. It's going to cost us about $60,000, maybe $70,000 in order to have all these booklets printed up, shipped to us, packaged, and sent out 20 books to every sheriff, and then we'd have maybe another 20,000 extra, so if they want more, they can just request it. We have to pay for the packaging, the mailing, the printing, and so on. So once we put all this together and get it out, if we were to get $60,000 or $70,000 quickly, this project would be done in 3 months. If it takes longer, it could take 6 months, it could take a year. But that's okay. You know, this is really God's timing, and we'll do it with the widow's might, or maybe the
Hold
Lord.
Hold that thought. I'm hearing the music, John.
Okay.
Hang on, we'll be right back. This is Andy
Arbor. Our government is out of control. It's no longer our servant. It's become our master. Listen to me. Liberty Forum with the Freedom Rider will answer the question, what can we do? Our freedom and liberty is at stake. It's time to act. Those who have given everything for this country would expect no less. Tune in to the new Liberty Forum radio show Fridays at 9 a.m.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
American Window Tinting Incorporated in Franktown reminds parents, keep an eye on your child while shopping. Children tend to stray or become lost. This poses an opportunity for a would-be abductor. Please make every effort to keep track of your little ones at all times. If you have information regarding a lost child, call local authorities at once. This message is from American Window Tinting Incorporated in Franktown. For residential or commercial window tinting, call 303-263-4228.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
And we're back. This is the Randy Yarborough Show, And this is Brent Allen Winters sitting in for Randy Yarborough. He'll be back. He asked me to sit in for him. I enjoy doing it. I'm having a good time. We're talking to the founders, the co-founders of the National Liberty Alliance. You can look them up on the internet. Just type in National Liberty Alliance, and for me, anyway, it comes right to the top. .org, you can put that on the end, maybe. But they are trying to bring our country, in whatever way they can, back to the census. I said a while ago, John and Gerard, and both of you participate in what I'm about to talk about. You have a Monday night telephone call, nationwide conference call, and the people can call in. They can go to the website and see how to participate in that conference call. You have reports from, you've been having reports from Nevada. I fell out there, been attending the Bundy trial, and he'd get on and say what had happened, what he saw happen, what his take on it was. And you talk about things on that conference call. Is that conference call on Monday night one of the chief things that helps hold National Liberty Alliance together as an organization, people?
Well, yeah, I think so, yes. Yeah, when we started, when we put this thing together, we realized in order to get people active and doing things, we would have to have a call, a conference call once a week. And we have literally had it once. We have never missed a conference call. I don't think it ever fell on Christmas or anything like that. But, you know, we'd be close to a lot of holidays, and we would have it anyway, every Monday. And people show up, and we have other networks that tie in to us and listen in and rebroadcast us and so on. In order to get onto that program, all you have to do is go to nationallibertyalliance.org. Could be .com, .net. We have it all three anyway, but .org. And on the top left-hand side, you'll see a button that says Weekly Call, and it gives you all the information. You can listen to us over. We rebroadcast it over Internet radio station, so we rebroadcast it that way. You can come in through your browser into the conference call, or you can call in on a telephone. And we're going to be adding some other things also.
Don't forget, we have archives that if you miss it, you can go in and listen to the program. They're all archived.
Yeah, we've got, since we started, we're archived all the way back. We go back quite a few years, and everything's up there. So you can go even back to the beginning and listen to see how we morphed from the New York Liberty Alliance to the National Liberty Alliance. But anyway, getting back to what we're doing here with these books, we've always counted on the widow's mite. We've never really run into the process where we have any rich people that really kind of say, hey, this is something worthwhile throwing a lot of dollars at. So we don't have that kind of money. Uh-huh. You know, we get $5 here and $10 here, and occasionally someone gives us something nice. Recently, we got a pretty large gift that has really given us a shot in the arm to get, because we started to fall into debt, and now we're back out of debt, and we're kind of back in the black again. But in any event, we're looking at the widow's mite really to bring it, and if that's what happens, it could come quickly. We haven't opened up the doors yet to the new website, the power of the county sheriff. .com or .net or .org, but that'll be opened up soon, and then we're going to start a campaign to collect money. We're looking to collect somewhere around, we're working up the numbers right now, but it'll be at least $60,000, could be $70,000. And as I was saying, if we can move that quickly, if we can get some people with some deep pockets that could give us some substantial money, or get a lot of people coming in with their $5 and $10, and occasionally someone throws $100 or $1,000 in, and that is really huge for us when that happens. But if we can get this money up quickly, we can move this project and get it completed, literally completed in 3 months. And what that would accomplish is this. Going back to this book that we are sending out, we wanted to make it clear to the sheriff a couple of things, and as I was mentioning, you know, the fact that you can understand this, and they will realize that they can. This is going to empower you. It's going to connect you to people. It's going to get you connected with liberty groups in your county. You're going to get more people to back you up, and you're going to, you know, and you of course, want to teach them and talk to them and visit them in their groups. We're connecting them with the committees of safety, and we're going to spark up a lot more committees of safeties. Once we get sheriffs interested, we can connect them with people in their county and get them going to do the things that they think they have to do. We've laid out the process of how a committee of safety comes together, what the order of business is, and how to structure it. All that information we put together, it's a course on its own, and it's up on our website. But you see, if we can get the sheriffs educated, and if we could do that in 3 months, I'm willing to say without any doubt in my mind or heart, in 6 months they would be educated enough, connected enough, growing enough with the people in their counties that would cause the critical mass that we would need to take control of the courts. I look at it this way, and it's a very simple thing. There is a lot of pressure on judges to prevent us from coming into power because they know from us coming into power, first of all, they lose power. And that's what it's all about, that they really want power. The other thing is going to reveal the criminals that they are. Now, we constantly put the olive branch up there, and any judge that moves towards us, we don't care what their criminal background is, you know, all the corruption they're involved with, okay, well, we'll ignore that. We just want to take our nation back. And the bottom line is if we were to arrest and indict and arrest all the criminals in government, Washington would be a ghost town, Albany, New York would be a ghost town, and any of the other capitals, because they're all corrupt one way or another, some a hell of a lot more than others. But the key thing is this. We're up there with an olive branch. We can't really go out arresting everyone. But if they continue to fight against us and refuse us access, at some point they will be arrested. It's only a matter of time. So if we get the sheriffs educated and we get them moving to do the right thing and they start to support the action we're doing because then they'll see the corruption clearly, that will give us critical mass. Recently, we've heard the president talking about different things. I heard him talking about 800 new federal judges. Look at the federal system is in big, big trouble as much as the states are. They're all in trouble, the judiciary on state and federal levels. But he's looking to put in 800 or so federal judges. That's huge, especially if he gets good people. That could be a shot in the arm. That also tells us he's starting to move towards looking at the judiciary, and he's getting what we're getting, what we've been sending him. And if we get acknowledgement from him and he finally puts the pressure, I think he's going to have to get rid of Jeff Sessions. I don't see any way that guy's going to do the right thing. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am. But I think he will eventually, and when that happens, we're going to get a guy. I think that we can get that push from the White House. If we get the push from the White House, that will give us critical mass. So we have two potential ways to get critical mass. The other way, of course, is coming on stations like this and being other places, getting the word out, getting the campaign going for the sheriff's power and so on, and that'll build up power also, build up membership, and that can give us the critical mass. But the key thing is reaching and getting to that critical mass. Now, we need to make sure that the sheriff understands, and I think this book does it, he doesn't need a monitor to go talk to the grand jury because that's where the corruption, that's where they've got a gatekeeper there, and that gatekeeper is the prosecutor. And every sheriff that I have spoken to, well, I got to take it to the prosecutor. And we had one sheriff that realized it was against the law. You got to go convince the prosecutor. And we can never convince the prosecutor. Why? Because we're going up against his buddies that he plays golf with, I guess, the judges and other people in the judiciary, and maybe even him himself.
Hey,
so
John?
The sheriffs need to understand that they can do this without a prosecutor. They can pull 25 people off the street, bring them into the courtroom, grab a room and say, and give them the story.
Down. Music sub, John. We'll be right back after this break.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948 or go to happyhens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At happyhens.biz, we love happyhens.biz or call us at 303-829-5948.
Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners, support your community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business employs over half the workforce. Remember your local merchants before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy business by business. This reminder is from Tribe Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. On the air, because they care.
we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Front Range Roofing LLC in Greeley reminds parents, some missing children are away from their parents less than 5 minutes and they disappear. Your awareness could mean the difference between life and tragedy. Keep an eye out. Let's all do our part to help keep our children safe. This is from Front Range Roofing LLC in Greeley. Call 970-353-2322 for quality service guarantee. They're on the air doing their part to help locate and bring our missing children home. That's Front Range Roofing LLC in Greeley.
And this is the Randy Yarborough Show. This is Brent Allen Winters stepping in for Randy Yarborough. You can find the National Liberty Alliance. We're interviewing a couple of members, the co-founders, in fact. You can find more about the National Liberty Alliance at nationallibertyalliance.org. You can also find me, yours truly, Brent Allen Winters, at www.commonlawyer.com. And take advantage of the resources on both of these websites. We're talking now to Gerard and John. They've been telling us about the Monday night conference call. You can join that conference call. It lasts 3 hours, 9 to 12 on Monday evening, Eastern Standard Time. If you're in a different time zone, you'll have to make the adjustments and call at 9 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. But during that 3 hours, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can participate. And they do that every Monday night. John, every time the music comes on, either you or I or somebody, Gerard, doesn't hear it. So you're talking and didn't want to interrupt you. I want you to continue where you left off. What do you say?
I was going to make a comment there. I wanted to get this out.
Oh, go ahead, Gerard.
You know, we this sheriff's book, we're concentrating on the sheriff. However, what you don't realize is that there's spinoffs off of this. There's other places that this book will educate. And we mentioned Trey Gowdy earlier on. I mean, he's a good guy. He's tough. He's a great, you know, almost like prosecutor, special prosecutor. But he falls seriously short on certain points of the Constitution. And it becomes very obvious when you listen to him, when he was lamenting because he wanted to bring certain people in to pull them on the carpet for possible indictments. And he said, and House rules don't allow it. Well, guess what, Mr. Gowdy? House rules don't trump the Constitution. So that shows me that he doesn't understand the power that he has under the law. So he needs to be educated. And
and he is a pretty brilliant guy, too.
He
was a prosecutor before, but he does lack the constitutional studies. And constitutional studies only require you to read it and you use a dictionary to help you along.
Right.
You know, I had to use a dictionary to understand what the word suffrage meant. And when I understood the word suffrage, I think that was in Article 4. It's in Article 4, Clause 2 or 3. And when I understood that the word suffrage meant, it opened my eyes to how they destroyed, with the 17th Amendment, they destroyed the power of the state, the sovereignty of the state, in order to have some power. Look at, the states have no say in the federal government because they lost their senators. That's how they control the federal government. The states control the federal government through the senators. But they lost control of the senators, and it came to the people. We already had congressmen. We didn't need senators. But go ahead, Gerard.
Right. So the senators, the control was, people might not understand this, they were appointed, and they could be called back at any time. They weren't elected by the people. They were appointed by, I guess, the congressman, right, John?
Yep, so, that's right. There's some noise in somebody's background, but go ahead.
But anyway, and like you say, that's how they lost the suffrage. But education is the big part. And the other thing is, look, we've been trying to get stuff on the record, and they don't want us putting stuff on the record because it flies in their face. And so when you start getting to a certain point, then they rise up and they throw your case out and they remove your papers. And we're always documenting this because we're making a public record. It's going to come back and bite them because people are waking up. And books like this sheriff book should do more than just educate the sheriff. Anybody who's in any place, and even the people, when you read this stuff, it should get your juices flowing. You should understand how the law works, and you should want to understand the Constitution at that point. Now, sheriffs is a no-brainer because what we're doing is we're giving them their proper power, which is more. They've been made lackeys for the court, like message boys. That's what they think they are. They're supposed to take this from the court and bring it over here and go pick up this guy that the court wants because they got a warrant from the judge. Look, in my county here, we found improperly executed warrants with rubber stamps on them, no wet ink signature, and the sheriff's out there, he's implementing them illegally, and he's putting his men in danger because finally, when somebody realizes what's going on, they turn around and they sue the sheriff, and they sue the deputy, they sue everybody. And I told him, I said, you know, he says, well, I don't know how to read that stuff. He says, you know, it's law. I said, look, you got to make it your business to know that stuff. Otherwise, you shouldn't be sheriff. When a warrant comes in, you better know what a properly exercised warrant is, and it better have all the elements that are necessary, or you should not enforce it because now you're putting yourself and your whole department in danger. And these are the things that are going on today. And I think, you know, with this book, it's not just the sheriff. It can go reach much further out than you know it will.
Yeah, that book is an education. And again, we're going to rewrite the jurist book. And a jurist book, everyone's a jurist ultimately, because at some point in time you will be called or should be called, and you need to go when you're called. It's a problem today because, you know, if you know the truth and you know the Constitution, you understand common law and nullification, you're a problem to them, and they will weed you out and not let you come in. But in any event, once we get this back, And there's the question. How do we get this back? And here is the key. Here is the simple answer. And it takes time and it requires patience. You know, patience is a virtue. And we have to have virtue. And we have to have patience. And we have to wait on God because God is the ultimate control of this whole thing. This is not going to work unless God makes it worse. We're up against a big, huge machine, a monster. And it's a battle that really can't be won unless God sticks his finger into it. But you see, it's very simple. We just need to do the right thing, no matter what it is at the time. Just do the right thing and just keep going forward and acknowledge the Lord, and he's going to take it from there. And if it's his will to accomplish the goals that we hope it is to be accomplished, then it's going to be accomplished, and no one's going to stop that. But here is the key to this whole thing, okay? There is a pressure on the side of the judges, on the judiciary, to prevent justice from being done, to prevent an Article III court, because I don't know that we've had an Article III court in America in a long, long time, and I'm talking scores of years, quite some time. I have no idea what jurisdiction these federal courts are. It's the make-believe fantasy world make-up jurisdiction is what it is, because even when you use their rules and you use whatever it is that they're quoting in their statutes, even when you use that to beat them, they'll change the rules midstream and move in a totally different direction. So it's very confusing to try to figure out what's going on. But we can hold their feet to the fire. We can frighten them, and we can make them do the right thing to some degree. But the key, hopefully I have time to get the key on the other
Here's
side.
Here's the music. We're out of time, John. Hang on. We'll be right back. This is the Randy Yarbrough Show.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Earth.
Well, it had to happen. When Colorado legalized marijuana, most people thought the Green Herb was a marijuana dispensary. Also, it was legalized on January the 1st, 2014, the same day we opened our new location at 4565 Kipling Street, 1.5 blocks south of I-70. There are 83,000 cars a day passing in front of our new location on Kipling Street, and most of them thought we were a marijuana dispensary. So we changed the name of our retail store to New Genesis Health, but we kept the name of our Green Herb supplements. So when you come to our new location, look for our new name, New Genesis Health, or call us at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Healthy Nature Show with Linda Phillips every Tuesday at 1 p.m.
And this is the Randy Yarbrough Show. Randy Yarbrough Show, Brent Allen Winters, standing in for Randy Yarbrough, interviewing two gentlemen from the National Liberty Alliance, NLA, nationallibertyalliance.org. You can look me up at www.commonlawyer.com. And I want to ask you both, we're coming down to the end of the second hour. I'll ask you, Gerard, first, do you have any concluding comments quickly? And do you want to wrap this up with? We're out of time. What do you want to say to wrap it up?
Well, I would like people to take notice, you know, get out to the site, educate yourself, because that's what it's about. Just, you know, this sheriff's book is a wonderful book. You know, there's an explanation on a Nisi Prius court. Most people don't know what an Article 3 court is, much less Nisi Prius. And it's in there, and it explains that that's a court that, unless otherwise objected to, flies. It has no authority other than that. And that's,
and by the way, that in itself is a fraud too, but good.
Right. So there's so many gold nuggets in there that when you're not a sheriff, but you read this, next time you're in court, you'll know what's going on, and you'll understand. Of course, you'll get a little sick, you know. But that's the beginning of doing something about it. You can't do anything about it if you're not aware of it. And as long as, you know, we have our heads in the sand, and, you know, people don't generally get moving, you know, even if they got to pay a fine here and there, as long as they can afford it. When it gets to the point where now you're uncomfortable, you can't afford it, they're coming after your house. This is what's going on today. That's why these are the times. You know, everything is in God's timing. And I think the timing has got to the point that we have more and more people that are fed up. Even people in the system and people out of the system. Okay. Everybody in the system is not bad. This system is like a snake eating its tail. They don't care who they go after. They have no morals or anything else. They go after their own grandmothers if they could, you know. So,
well, let me interject here, because we only got a minute or two, and I do want to get this key point out. This is how we're going to have our success and what we have to meet to get that success. Look, on the one side, you have the judges, the whole judiciary. There is pressure on these people to do the evil thing, and they find it very difficult to go the opposite direction. Okay, we're on the other side. We're putting pressure from a different direction, and our pressure has got to be greater than their pressure from the other side. And that's going to take a tremendous amount of pressure, because they're doing evil things, and they're going to be held accountable, and most likely to all these evil things that they're doing. So we have to build up enough pressure on our side that they collapse. And the pressure is the people. We the people. Only the people can save this nation. Only the people can bring back justice into our courts. Only the people can bring the king back into the court, which is the creator himself. So we have to hit that critical mass, and that critical mass will come from the numerous points that I made. It could come through the sheriff movement, it could come through the president doing something, it could come through the attorney general's office when they get rid of Jeff Sessions, unless he has a change in heart somehow. Maybe he'll become born again, I don't know. Or it could come from the people themselves. themselves, just enough people come together, and all of a sudden we hit that critical mass. We are poised in such a way, and this is why we took our time to build what we did, to go through the whole nation. We understood what had to be had to happen in order to build a structure like this. When we hit the critical mass, we need to be able to deal with that critical mass. We need to be able to control that critical mass, to drive them towards the directions that they need to go to become educated properly, to do the right thing, and not to come in for vengeance, but to come in to reinstate law and order in this nation. Because right now, we're out of law and we're out of order in this entire nation. National Liberty Alliance.org. Come help.
We're at the end. Thank you both, Gerard and John, for coming on. Thank you, Randy Arborough, for allowing us to talk about National Liberty Alliance.
Anytime, and we'd love to come back whenever you want us. We got a lot more to share than what we've talked about tonight.
All right.
As of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.